Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Woodstock, Georgia, it's time for Cherokee Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
And welcome back to the Kid Biz Expo. We are here in Woodstock, Georgia, on the green. We're so excited to interview some really incredible entrepreneurs, and we've got one right next to us, Gracie Adams. And tell me about your product.
I sell dog cookies at Zangie's Bakery.
No, that's okay. So tell me a little bit about what the name comes from.
The name comes from my dog, Ziggy, and me, Gracie. So the Z is for Ziggy, and then the G is for Gracie.
Aw. Is your dog here with us today?
Yes.
Oh, I have to go over and say hello. What kind of, what was the sort of idea behind this, these cookies that you make?
Well, I started making them because I really enjoyed baking, and I wanted to give my dog something to enjoy while he was at home.
So did you already have some treats that you were giving your dog, but you wanted to come up with something new?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, like, ingredients do you put in your cookies for your dog?
Well, the main thing that I always use is whole wheat flour because it's healthy for dogs, and it helps bring it together. And sometimes I use eggs in there. And mostly I use peanut butter because that's what they really enjoy.
What dog doesn't love peanut butter? That's like the smart ingredient. So did you test it on your dog first to see if, like, is it she or he?
It's a boy.
A boy? So did he, like, just take to it right away?
Yes.
Did you tweak some recipes depending on how much he liked it?
He liked all of them.
Kind of like most dogs do. So what's the main product that you sell? Is there one particular cookie, or do you have lots of them?
Well, last time I was here, the thing that sold out the quickest was the peanut butter ones.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I made a lot of peanut butter, a lot of pumpkin, and then I also made some apple ones that were new.
Did you have to go through, like, a process of trying to find out what's okay to give dogs in a baking product?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Well, I spent a few weeks researching about what would be good for dogs and what would not be before I started. Mm-hmm. And then I found out the ingredients that were good, and then I used them in there. And before I started actually making up my own recipes, I looked online to see what were some recipes so I could use those ones inside dog cookies.
Got you. Does your dog have a favorite peanut butter? Is that it?
He likes the apple ones, too.
Wow, that's so great that you have such a variety of different ones. Do you have do you sell them online as well?
Not yet.
Not yet? Someday soon, I can just imagine it. I think that's what's kind of cool about having a business expo like this, is that you get the word out, and the next thing you know, you have a demand, and the next thing you know, you're going to be a big star. Who knows? So what is your favorite part about owning your own business?
Well, my favorite part is that I get to share the treats with Ziggy, and I get to see the enjoyment on the dog's face whenever I give them the cookies.
Aw, isn't that not so sweet? You know what? Do you ever take them over to the dog park that's over here? I could just imagine a lot of, like, puppies enjoying your treats while you're here.
No, I don't.
Maybe someday. So how hard is it to have your own business when you're sort of a kid?
It is kind of hard because you need to find out what is good or what you can make that'll be easy and that doesn't cost too much money.
Because you have to make the money, right? Like, is that something that's a difficult thing to figure out, is how much to put in and how much you're getting back?
Well, yes, I think. But right now, my parents are just paying for it.
Well, that's awesome, because you have the best parents, the most supportive parents. Well, doesn't it take support and help when you're a kid trying to figure it out?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is a good word of advice for people who are getting, kind of have a product at home that they're thinking that they would like to have their own little business?
Just start small and then try to go out big.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Like, start small at the Kids Biz and then see if you can expand it out to farther.
What's the most fun part about having your own business? Like, what is like the most satisfying? Is it making the treats, or is it?
It's seeing the product and then packing it all up.
Are you surprised at how well you've been doing? I mean, clearly it's a successful business so far.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised at how well I did last time. and how many I've made this time.
Well, you know, it's a great summer day. It's an awesome opportunity to bring your doggies out to the green. There are a lot of different people to see, but you definitely have to come by, and you've got to go see Z&G's Treats. I mean, why not enjoy a little sample, watch your doggie get so happy, and then take home some? Let's hope they do that. Well, I really appreciate you coming by and giving us an insight into what your business is like. We hope you have the most success today.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.